So you might fancy a film this weekend then. And we've got the top 10 box office releases here, as well as the new releases of the week. The Skeleton Key, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And we'll also take a look at the DVDs in case you fancy staying in on the sofa with some junk food. And there's no Mark Kermode this week, but we've replaced him with a king in the form of James King.
Hey up, Phil. How you doing?
Very nice to have you along, sir. Shall we run through this top 10 then?
Let's do it.
And you can offer a pithy one-liner as we go.
I don't do pithy one-liners, as I'm sure you're aware from having had me on the show before.
You can, he's so underselling himself. Right, at 10, and again, apologies as for last week for the pronunciation, but I think it's Main Pyar Kyum Kira.
Yeah, this is the Bollywood comedy with Salman Khan. It's very throwaway, very lightweight. On the plus side, that means it's a shorter Bollywood movie, 145 minutes, which in Bollywood terms is virtually a short film. On the downside, because it's comedy and throwaway, it just doesn't really stick with you. There are other better Bollywood movies out there.
But on the double plus side, you've got to see it.
I know,
and there has been a complaint that we can't get to see these as reviewers.
Yeah, reviewers, actually, it's a lot easier because Eros Film Company, who released most of these, are actually a lot more willing to show these movies to film reviewers now. Years ago, it was really difficult, and you had to ask people who actually paid money to go and see it what it was like. Now we can actually see it and tell you what we think.
At 9, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Like the comedy in it, by the end it gets a bit like, oh, let's just have another gunfight. No, let's have another gunfight. You know, it's just like, okay, enough already. The comedy, the action, the comedy and the romance, rather, I think is the best stuff about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And, you know, I don't know what they are up to in real life, but you could believe it, having watched them in the movie. Do you know what I mean? Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
You might believe it. I couldn't possibly comment.
Chemistry.
At 8, Kicking and Screaming.
This is Will Ferrell, who is great. He's not, unfortunately, in a great film. This is just a really cliched bad sports team becoming good story. Will Ferrell is much better than this.
At 7, The Descent.
Which is the British horror movie. If you're in any way vaguely afraid of cramped spaces like myself, do not go and see this. Well, maybe you should if you want to be scared.
It's the potholing one.
This is the potholing one. I honestly had to keep looking at that the cinema door and saying, right, I can get out if I want. This is not real. I can leave. Because it really does capture the claustrophobia of being underground and being potholing brilliantly. But, you know, it depends whether you actually want that or not.
Okay, at 6, Batman Begins.
I feel a bit odd with this because I didn't seem to like it that much.
I didn't like it either.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I'm really pleased you said that.
Yeah, I thought it was dull. My girlfriend loved it. She thought it was brilliant. I hated it.
I think a lot of purists really like it, and I can see that, and the comic book fans liked it, and I can understand that. I can see why you like it, especially after the last Batman film, Batman and Robin, was so rubbish. But I did just think it was long and worthy and boring, and I was waiting for a bit more fun. Not the whole thing. I don't want it to be a pantomime, but just a bit more light and shade in it.
At 5, Dark Water.
Yes, this is the Jennifer Connelly horror movie, which is a remake of the Japanese movie of the same name. That was brilliant. That was a scary horror film. This one is okay. It looks quite good. It doesn't really get going. Watch the Japanese version of Dark Water if you want a really scary movie, as opposed to this US remake.
At 4, War of the Worlds.
Which I really, really liked, actually. That was a surprise. That was a difficult movie to see. Bollywood movies these days, if you're a reviewer, to a penny. You know, people are falling over themselves to invite you to Bollywood movies.
Now, what we should explain is that when James says it was difficult to see, what he means is that it comes very close to release date and you've still not been invited to see it. And that normally means it's bobbins.
Yeah, and this was the case with War of the Worlds, and people were getting very worried because it had to be one of the biggest films of the year, and no one was allowed to see it. The film company weren't showing it to anybody.
So when did you get to see it?
I saw it about 2 days before it opened, and everyone who went to see it thought, well, this is good. What's the problem? Why aren't you showing it to us? And apparently it's because of piracy, but who knows? But actually, when I did get to see it, I really, really liked it. And I think engrossed in it, that's what I really liked, that it is about a family. You know, the aliens are there, the action is there, but really it's a backdrop to a story about a family and how they cope in this kind of crisis.
At 3, The Wedding Crashers.
Which is pretty funny. You've seen this one?
No, not
this is your kind of thing.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
you're prejudging me again.
No, I know you well, Phil Williams. I know what you like. I think you like this. I think the middle section of it, this is Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, who have acted together in movies before, and they do laid-back, laddie comedy really, really well. I mean, they don't appear to be trying very hard, but it's just them being themselves. And they
why he would think I like it. Doesn't sound my cup of tea at all. At 2, Madagascar, which I did enjoy, only because of the psychotic penguins.
Psychotic penguins are good. I like the lemurs. You've got Ali G doing the voice of the King of the Lemurs. He's very funny. And David Schwimmer and Ben Stiller Yeah, liked it. Good fun.
At one, The Fantastic Four. Saw it last Sunday because it was absolutely tipping down round our way, so we thought, right, we'll go to the cinema. And again, girlfriend really enjoyed it, and I thought, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I did think it played very, very young. It was aimed at a much younger audience than other comic book movies have been recently. There have been, like, Spider-Man and X-Men have been more teen movies. This one was really aiming at under 10s, I thought, which was a surprise. It's fine, it's okay, but it's not one of the classic comic book movies.
Okay, so that's your UK top 10 box office. Enough to go out there, and James has given you a little flavour if you fancy any of those. If you fancy a new film, which will be in next week's box office top 10, if it's any good, then you've got two main ones to choose from. You've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which we'll come on to, but first off, The Skeleton Key. Now, we spoke to the director of this last week on the programme.
Yeah, Ian Softley, who's a good director. K-Pax he directed, and Wings of the Dove. This is a thriller starring Kate Hudson, from Almost Famous and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And she plays a nurse who goes to live with an elderly couple in the deep south of America near New Orleans. And she has to have look after the husband, who's an invalid, and he can't speak, he can't walk, pretty much on death's door, and she has to nurse him. And she's living in their house, this ramshackle, creepy old house. Immediately, if I saw that, I'd run a mile. But she doesn't, she stays there and discovers that in the attic, someone has been dabbling with black magic. With voodoo. Actually, no, with hoodoo. There is a difference. I can't remember what it is, but they explain the difference between voodoo and hoodoo in this. This is hoodoo. And she has to try and work out what's going on. Why does the house seem haunted? What are this old couple trying to hide? If you're looking for an interesting, brain-teasing thriller, this actually really works. Very atmospheric, very moody film. Really captures that deep south of America feeling, because that can be a creepy place if you do it well. If you've got the blues music in there, the crickets at night, you've got the stifling heat, this definitely feels creepy, which it needs to. The story itself is pretty engrossing. You want to find out what is going on. Who are this elderly couple that Kate Hudson is nursing? What are they up to? What are they hiding? You want to find out the answers. So it's a 3-star movie, really. It's a 6 out of 10. Solid movie. Not the greatest thing in the world, bit of the kind of Sixth Sense horror film genre, as opposed to the blood and guts horror movie.
That's James King's verdict on Skeleton Key, out today. So what about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, this is good. I was so looking forward to this. I can remember when it was announced that Tim Burton would be directing the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Johnny Depp starring as Willy Wonka. Could not wait. Finally, it's out. So the reasons why it's great. Yeah. Looks amazing. If you're a big fan of the director Tim Burton, who did Sleepy Hollow, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, you'll be wanting the darkness and the weirdness that you come to expect with Tim Burton. It's there. This has plenty of the dark, dare I say it, gothic sets that you associate with Tim Burton. That said, it's also really colourful too. When you're inside the chocolate factory, when you finally get to see inside, it is amazing. It's pink. It's like big pink candy floss everywhere, like you're in some kind of sweet shop. So it isn't all darkness, but the set design is absolutely amazing. The songs are good too. You get the songs sung by the Oompa Loompas. We should have played one of those, actually, because they're really, really funny. And they're all done by Danny Elfman, who's the regular composer that Tim Burton works with. And the Oompa Loompas themselves, I mean, it's one guy. It's one actor called Deep Roy, which is a fantastic name. And what Tim Burton has done is he's filmed him in...
I wonder how long you have to get to know him for before you can call him Deep.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to. He's around, actually. You should try and get him on the show, because he is in the UK at the moment. Get an Oompa Loompa on the show. That would be a first. And he has actually acted out about 100 different roles, but so it looks like there's a whole tribe of Oompa Loompas, but actually it's just the one actor playing them. And he is really good. They do the songs. Songs are great. But best of all is Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka. You heard him there. I mean, you can't. You know when you watched Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, you thought, that's Keith Richards. You just watched this and you think it's Michael Jackson. I mean, you cannot get away with it. It doesn't look like him. He looks like, I don't know, Marilyn Manson or something. But he sounds like Michael Jackson. He's got that kind of nervous laugh. Just the childlike energy about him is very Michael Jackson. And although Johnny Depp hasn't said specifically, yeah, I based it on Jacko, you cannot help but feel he must have done. The downside to it, a few Americanisms thrown in there. That was a bit odd, because it does feel a very British story. And certainly the setting where Charlie lives, the town where he lives, feels very English. Actually, something like Northern England is what it feels like. But then they talk about dollars and going on vacation. It seems really weird for them to do that. Obviously, it's for the American market. That sticks out a bit. Also, it's a bit predictable because everyone knows the story. You're not going to watch it and think,
which, when you've read this as a kid, it doesn't matter how stunning Tim Burton's set is. Haven't you got your own chocolate factory in your own imagination?
Yeah, although I think this does get pretty close as I can imagine it getting to what I I had in my head when I was like 6 or 7 years old. But you don't, you know, there's no surprises. Everyone knows the story, so you know what's going to happen. And it is going through the motions, really. But that's very enjoyable to see that happen, to see something that is so famous finally realised. Well, I mean, it was done in the early 70s, but after 30 years odd of seeing it back on the big screen is really exciting. And to see how Johnny Depp and Tim Burton deal with it is very exciting, because they're the only guys who could have done this.
So, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, out of 10?
Out of 10, 8 out of 10.
And your pick of the week?
Yeah, you've got to go and see it. Everyone's going to be talking about it. It's going to be huge.
James King, thanks very much. James will return next Friday to do the movies as Mark Como takes a well-earned rest.